This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 8th Annual Central Illinois Multisport Expo is coming up on May the 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Normal Marriott. Admission is free. Tamara Nelson is in charge of marketing for the expo, and she says this is a great opportunity for athletes of any type to meet other folks who swim or bike or run.
And also to see all the wonderful local vendors we have in town, from Bloomington Cycle and Fitness to Vitesse, Often Running, Fleet Feet, all the massage therapists, chiropractors, etc.
So you're going to have various clubs there.
We are.
Why are clubs important? Why are sports clubs important for people who are into athletic things?
And that's a great question, Laura. When I moved here, I knew about the Constitution Trail. And so I would go out and I'd run on Constitution Trail, and I didn't know anyone. If the weekend came, I would just run on the trail, but I still didn't know anyone. I finally got invited by someone to join the Lake Run Club. So I did, and the Lake Run has its annual spring run here around May 6th or 7th. They have their pickup at the Multisport Expo, and so it's just a great place where kind of all of the local adult sport groups get together, and you have a chance to meet other runners or bikers or swimmers, and as well as some of the services.
So you made an important point there, which is adult clubs, because mm-hmm. when we get out of high school and college, getting involved in sports, it's not so much as woven into like the academic experience.
That's exactly right. And you don't typically know where the races are, what might be some kind of a fun charity event that's coming up. And so, you know, you kind of tend to get into your own little work world or your own little running world, and you really don't get to meet all the terrific people out in the community, much less all the great companies and vendors that we have here that sort of supply the sporting world.
So I know at the expo you're going to have coaching services. What exactly mm-hmm. are coaching services?
And this is a great, and something too that I didn't know about when I got out of college and first started to work. So there are actually people who do individual coaching for athletes. So let's say maybe you were a swimmer in college, but you decide you want to do a triathlon, which is swimming, biking, and running. You can actually hire a coach on an hourly or a monthly basis, and that person will walk you through all the nutrition, the equipment, what kind of workouts you need to do to get through your race. And it's a terrific way, again, to meet people and to really be more of a balanced athlete than just one sport.
You're a triathlete.
Yes, I am.
And I know at the expo you'll be talking about massage services. So how does getting massage help you?
It's amazing. As you get older, and as you're no longer this young, flexible person with constantly rebuilding cells, the massage is great for just finding those little imbalances that adults get from sitting at a desk all day mm-hmm. where you're not moving around. And so that if you go to one, you really learn a lot more about your muscles, about your sleep needs, whatever. And the massage therapists are just great to kind of get you back in alignment and get back into the muscular aspect of your sport.
Now, you mentioned earlier about maybe we've been involved in swimming in school and we mm-hmm. wanted to get, you know, involved again. But if you've never been an athlete before and you're thinking to yourself, I need to get off my hiney mm-hmm. and start doing something, mm-hmm. is the expo a good place to go to get started in fitness, period?
It is great because you can just wander around from table to table. There's no pressure. You can ask people what is their club about. Do they have club activities? For example, there's a group called the Women's Spokespersons with Bloomington Cycle and Fitness. Vitesse has another one.
Spokes.
Yes,
gotcha.
Spokespersons. The Vitesse has a ladies group, and they have rides just for women on Friday nights, for example. They're very low-key. You don't have to go really fast. There might may or may not be an adult beverage involved afterwards, and it's just a great way to meet the ladies and get out on Friday evening. And that's a much easier way to kind of get into a sport, or at least a group of people that want to do something.
Yeah, and it's not something where you have to be a triathlete or what have you. If you just want to get a little bit more active and have fun while you're getting physical, then there are options. There's a wide range of getting physical that you could check out.
That's exactly right. There's even a lady that runs a giveaway bike, not-for-profit, called D's Bikes, and she's there at the expo. And so if someone has a bike to donate, or they have a bike, they want a free bike for a student or for someone that needs one, D's Free Bikes will be there, and that's a great service as well.
That's Tamara Nelson from the 8th Annual Central Illinois Multisport Expo, coming up on May the 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Normal Marriott. Admission is free. I'm Laura Kennedy.